Welcome back to my podcast. It's been quite a while since the last time I've been on. But today is Monday, September 30th. I've been on my new adventure for now almost 9-10 months. Actually 11 months. So we're coming up on our anniversary here. Of meeting my 1 year mark. Let me recap. So I've gone through a lot of growth. Number one. Number two, I stepped outside of my comfort zone. Number three, I pushed in certain aspects like I've never done before. Well, at least not in many years I haven't pushed to that extent. I know definitely what I've learned through all this and pushing, I definitely can give more. I've learned a lot about myself through these last few months. Is that I definitely do want to change and become. I definitely do want to become changed, and I definitely don't want to be a part of my job, my current job anymore. But I know it's not like, I realize now it's not just a flip of a switch for me. I know that it can be, but I don't know. It just hasn't flipped yet. But a lot of the people on my team are super successful. They're starting to, you know, that switch is starting to turn on, or the pedal to the metal kind of thing is going on. And it's super exciting to see, but also, you know, like sad to see because, you know, I got to catch up. But, again, the way that I'm looking at it is like, man, you know, for me, it's a marathon. It's like, I got to just keep moving. I believe in the business. I believe in what I'm doing. My conviction is there. It's like the technical aspects that I kind of knew was going to be there. At first, it was like I was treading through, like, what am I trying to do in my life? And can I do it? Or can I deal with some of my family members not supporting me, like, and some of my friends just kind of like, you know, like, really being turned off with me being around. Could I deal with all that? Because, you know, growing up, I was a middle child, so I was definitely, like, the one who try to keep everything light, you know, try to balance everything, try to entertain everybody. So I was definitely a people pleaser in that aspect. These last couple months has been crazy. It's definitely been crazy. It's been testing every aspect of who I am, and a lot of it is my work ethic, you know, and knowing some of my walls that have come up, and a lot of things that I didn't realize that were there, it's highlighted in this field. I hold myself back, and I don't even think that anyone else does. A lot more than I do myself to me, which is crazy, you know? Like, I really want a lot more than what I'm accepting in my life, but it's going to take a lot of more openness within me to go for it, some transparency. So I would say most people see 70% of who I am, and that's the part I'm comfortable with, and that seems like a lot, but that 30% is what I believe I hide pretty well, you know, and it's tough to share that part of me because that's the part that at this stage in my life, I try to, you know, just not even deal with anymore. I deal with the things, my strengths, you know, like I'm a father, I'm a loyal friend, I'm a, you know, doting husband. I love my wife beyond everything, really her life almost worth more than mine in a lot of aspects now that I'm kind of reflecting upon things, you know, and that's kind of tough, but, you know, we're learning how to balance here. I'm learning how to, and it's kind of weird because I've been with my wife we've been married 15, been together 25, but it's crazy because even at this stage, it's like, you would think that, you know, we were communicating on a level where the frequencies will just be there and you could kind of see what's happening. And it's not in the sense that you still have to communicate, in a relationship is deep. So me and her definitely our communication has gotten way better since being a part of this. My professional life, as far as, you know, me being at my job, has gone through the roof. I'm way better at that. And now, really, it's like I think it was a stage. Even when I was at my other job, we took this personality test. And it was one where, like, when it comes to taking action, I think I had I scored low on that. But taking the initiative was, I was high, you know, like, you know, I was high on that part aspect, but like closing it out and making a decision and just going with it and knowing that you have to take responsibility for all that. I don't think I had to in a lot of ways. And even when it came to my family, I was willing to just, I was willing to be the sacrifice lamb. I don't know if any of this makes sense, but this whole journey is just wild right now. But it's wild in a great way. I think I am centered in the fact that I know what I'm doing, and I know why I'm doing this job. I know why I'm out here, you know, like trying so hard. And it's not just about my family. It's not just about the money. It's not just about all that. It's really a challenge to myself. You know, can I challenge myself to release the chains of normalcy or being normal, you know? Can I do it? And a lot of ways I am, but then a lot of different ways I'm not, you know? So it's kind of a interesting situation right now, but definitely one where it's exciting, and I'm around people that are way better than me as far as this business goes. And a lot of years I've been in my job, and I was always either the top three or the best out of everyone, and I've always knew that, but I never put myself in any other place, so I've always felt comfortable at that stage. So I don't know if I was talking in circles, but I'll tell you this much. I'm still on the grind. I'm about to go up in here and do some phone calls, see if I can connect with people, help out. I have a new business partner. She's been a part of my business for a while now. I would say probably like 3 months now. And three months. And she's doing great. She's super fired up. And she's a mother of four, I believe. Yeah, she's a mother of four. She's absolutely amazing. I will definitely introduce you guys to her. She is kind of going through it financially, and this opportunity came along, and we finally start working side by side together. But the biggest thing for me now is keeping her motivated and helping her find her truth, because she's absolutely amazing to me. You know, like, she's a beast. You know, I don't know what's going on with anyone else, but I know she can do this. And if I can help her succeed, if I could just get her in front of the right people, help her to keep moving and shaking this whole thing, then I believe that, man, that'll be one of the greatest moments of my life, is to help and see her, you know, get out of debt and see her be able to pay her house off and be, you know, like, because she really, really wants to spend time with her grandchildren. I mean, I want to see it. I think it's going to be absolutely amazing. I'm going to be so fired up. And, you know, hopefully I can help my nephew, too. My nephew, I'm still working on him. And, you know, if I can get my wife license, that'd be great, too. So these are all the obstacles I'm kind of going through right now, and I'll definitely keep you guys up to date. Hopefully everybody's having a great, wonderful night. Man, it's been quite a journey so far, you guys. My boys are pretty proud of me. You know, but I definitely need to step on my game now. Got a lot of my mentor, he's, you know, completely elevated the game. Super proud of him. My boy Rick, you know, he's been kind of going through it, but, you know, I'm here supporting him. You know, even though he brought us into this, you know, you could always pass up the person that brought you in, or you can just be in a better situation than the person that brought you in. So my biggest thing I love about what I'm doing is that I can support him. in that aspect. And if I keep him motivated, I keep him after it, shit, it's going to be awesome. But I'm a positive dude, but I need a positive action right now. So that's the thing, positive action, and get some stuff done. And hopefully I'll be back talking to you guys in about a week or two. I'm going to try to keep it to once a week, twice a week, just so that, you know, a lot of you guys who have joined me on my journey and been waiting to see the hell's going on. Well, that's what's going on, y'all. Excuse me. I'm still in the grind. I'm still doing my thing. And wish me luck, man. We're going to the top after this. So, you know, I definitely gave myself a raise. I'm giving myself a promotion. And now I definitely need to give myself a three-level promotion after this. So hopefully that is the mission. So until the next time, everybody, like I always say, keep your head up, eyes open, keep moving forward, keep grinding, because you're all worth it. Signing off. Take care, y'all.